Ziggurats were a form of temple common to the Sumerians, Assyrians, and Babylonians of ancient Mesopotamia. They were constructed using principles of sacred geometry, just like all ancient pyramid-like structures around the world, except that these were constructed entirely of mud and clay rather than stone. Sun-baked bricks made up the core of the ziggurat, with fired bricks facing the outside, which were also very beautifully glazed in different colors and designed with symbols of astrological and astrotheological significance. The earliest ziggurats began near the end of the early dynastic period, around 4,500 years ago, so it is quite amazing and impressive that they held up so well and are still here for us to marvel at. Ziggurat size varied, but often they had 7 tiers, between, let's say, 2 and 7 tiers, and they supported a shrine at the top, according to Herodotus, and this sacred shrine was the scene of a sacred marriage, an elaborate sex ritual which was revered with the highest importance and held a significance that cannot be overstated for the ancient Sumerian ideas about the interaction of humans, gods, and goddesses. The Mesopotamian ziggurats were not places for the public to come and enter for worship, but instead were believed to be dwelling places for the gods themselves, and each city had its own patron god or goddess, and only priests were permitted inside, as it was their responsibility to care for the gods and to attend to their needs. The astrologer priests were very powerful members of Sumerian society, and this was not an egalitarian society at all. The social order of the nobility was based largely on ancient bloodlines. The sacred marriage began with a journey and procession by the king to Inanna's temple, or it would have been called Ishtar's temple in the case of Babylon, which came after Sumer, and there would be preparation of the bride, which was actually a sacred prostitute, and she would be washed, anointed with oils and fragrances, and adorned with beautiful garments. The procession was accompanied by the singing of love songs and other festivities, and a great banquet, but the core of the ritual was an act of sexual congress between the king and the goddess figure, and this sexual union was intended to promote the fertility of the land, and it was the type of sex magic ritual that modern secret societies still practice. And occult authors such as the late Aleister Crowley were directly inspired by. So just to be clear, the sacred marriage was not taboo at all, but a state-sponsored occasion, a required royal ritual in which the king played the male role of the deity Dumuzi, the spouse of Inanna, who could be compared to Venus, Aphrodite, Ishtar, and many other goddess archetypes, the name depending mostly on the time period and geography. The Ishtar Gate was the 8th gate to the inner city of Babylon, excavated in the early 20th century, with the original kept in Berlin. This dedicatory inscription on the Ishtar Gate by Nebuchadnezzar is engraved in cuneiform dating back to 575 BC, and this excerpt translates as follows, and I quote, "Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the faithful prince, appointed by the will of Marduk, the highest of princely princes, beloved of Nabu. Following the filling of the street from Babylon, both gate entrances became increasingly lower. Therefore, I removed them, laid their foundations with asphalt, and had them made with blue bricks on which wonderful bulls and dragons were depicted. I covered the roofs by laying majestic cedar lengthwise over them. I hung doors of cedar adorned with bronze at all the gate openings, with bulls and dragons in the gateways, and thus adorned them with luxurious splendor, so that people might gaze upon them in wonder. I let the temple be built like a mountain of fired bricks in the Babylonian precinct. Incidentally, this is now in the Pergamon Museum and is really worth checking out in person if you ever get a chance to visit Germany. While it is not true that agricultural civilization started only in Mesopotamia during the Holocene, it is true that animal domestication did flourish there, and ox were like tractors of the ancient times. So their civilization really boomed, and horses with chariots were like battle tanks to the relatively technologically primitive people in Europe and the Indian subcontinent by comparison, who lost whatever civilization they had attained at the end of the Pleistocene, or the close of the Ice Age, a period of great global cataclysms recorded in myths and legends around the world, from the sinking of Atlantis, to the biblical flood, to the Epic of Gilgamesh. Evidence of this Babylonian diffusion can be seen linguistically in the many Indo-European or Aryan languages that spread across the Old World, but it can also be found in more subtle places, such as our modern banking system, which is run by an elite pseudo-religious cult that can trace their roots back to the mud brick ziggurats between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in what is now modern day Iraq. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and would like to invite you to join me in awakening from a long amnesia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History. Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth. The Occult Secrets of Vril. And 1666, Redemption Through Sin. I would like to thank my subscribers who share my posts, as I rely on word of mouth. And I appreciate all of the positive feedback, reviews on my books, and I thank you very much for listening.